In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Tuba, and as this Sunday follows the glorious feast of Epiphany, so the readings are still with the theme of renewal and about John the Baptist and his testimony about Christ. So today, the gospel of this blessed Sunday starts by the disciples of Saint John the Baptist felt zealous for him as Jesus was and his disciples getting more popularity. And they ran to him and said, the one you baptized in the Jordan is now baptizing more people and people are following him. Even they did not mention the name of the Lord Jesus, as if like they do not even want to say his name, so to defend their masters. Unfortunately, their understanding of loyalty was limited to like the person, not the aim or the purpose. But the response of St. John the Baptist to them gave us lessons about what a healthy relationship would look like. Not only between him and them as his disciples, but also on between him and them and the person of the Lord Jesus. So this is what we are going to talk today about, the four pillars of successful relationships as taught to us by this testimony by St. John the Baptist. There are four things that should be remembered in every relationship we have, whatever this relationship is, at home, is in the church, in school, at workplace, wherever it is. These four things that should be remembered is the purpose, the role, the limits, and the loyalty. So these are the four pillars that St. John is teaching us today. What is the purpose of any relationship we have? It's a sacred purpose that every encounter, every person we meet, even if it's an occasional relationship, should be always for the glory of God. Our relationships with people is never two dimensions. It's me and you. Even if this person is an unbeliever, still God is present in the relationship. It is always three dimensional, and we have to always remember this. Saint John made it clear when he said, he who has the bride is the bridegroom. Every human soul is a bride, and the bridegroom for all of us is Christ. So this is something he's not going to compete with. He knows very well that the relationship is between Christ and his people, and I am just an agent in this kind of relationship. Saint Paul is mentioning the same meaning also when he said to the Corinthians, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. The same meaning in his mind, because it is the sacred purpose to bring every person to the knowledge of Christ, to get all people to be united in this relationship as a bride is united to her groom. Saint John goes further into saying, he must increase, but I must decrease. This is the purpose. And I believe that if we live by this verse alone, for every person we know and we have a relationship with, if we think this way, he must increase even if I am to decrease. If God is always to be the aim, the ultimate goal, I believe many of our problems will vanish and go away. So in a church or at home or with friends, Christ is to be glorified. As also St. Paul reminds us when he wrote to the Corinthians, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. It is something that easily can be applied, even thinking that if you are invited to a banquet at your friend's like house, and I'm giving example that's common, it's a fasting day by the season of the church. And this fellowship or this invitation come in a time where people are in a way not observing the fast. Even though they are close friends, and you want to be there in, with them in a fellowship. But if you are participating in this kind of like occasion and eating non-fasting food in a fasting time, are we glorifying Christ in this? Away from the fellowship and the sense of comfort and we love each other and we enjoy the companionship, am I glorifying Christ when I sit and I break the rules of the church in order to please my friend? Something simple, but if Christ is always in every relationship, in any kind of encounter we know, we will find ourselves refraining from many things that we do while not knowing that the purpose of any relationship is for Christ to be glorified. So number one, for any relationship to be successful, we have to have a sacred purpose. Even if you know an unbeliever, still, Christ is to be glorified through you and through your action and love towards Him. So the second lesson is about the role. What is my role in any kind of relationship? If Christ is always to be glorified, and this is the ultimate gain, then number one, it is so clear that we are not Christ. I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before Him. We are to prepare the way for Him. So in every relationship, we should always ask ourselves, am I getting those people closer to God? If you look at your life and evaluate it from the time you were born to many, many years when the time we depart, did the people who come to know you benefit from this on a spiritual sense? Are they becoming better people because you were in their lives? When you were added, there was a difference. You became a husband or a wife or a father or a mother or a friend. Your presence made an addition. Is this the case? If this is the case, then your role is fulfilled. And what God created you for, to prepare the way for Him in the heart of those people around you, is done and done correctly. Many times we think of the relationship as, how can I benefit? What is in it for me? And to think that I have a role or responsibility sometimes does not cross our minds. It's all maybe about spending good time together. So Saint John the Baptist understood that I am not Christ, I am to prepare the way for Him. And also, we hear about himself, how he defined himself when he was asked, that he is a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make His path straight. People do not have to heed the voice, but we have to become the voice. A big difference. You can talk, you can say your opinion when asked bravely. People do not have to listen to you, do not have even to like what you have to say. But it is our responsibility that in every relationship that we speak up and we tell what we think when we are asked. We do not impose our opinions on people. We do not go uninvited and knock on the doors of people and say, come here, let me teach you what is the grounds of the true faith. But whenever we are asked, we should not shy away, should say, because this is again how we understand our roles in relationships. Because he understands his role, then he knows how to rejoice. He said to the people that I am the friend of the bridegroom. Who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. His joy comes from the glorification of the groom. Whenever he is loved, he is exalted, and this bridegroom is accepted, then I find joy. This is where I define where my joy comes from. It has nothing that's selfish, nothing that's for himself. Nothing is to just... It is my joy even if people around me are suffering. It doesn't matter. This joy that Saint John the Baptist is experiencing comes only when we understand that life is service. Life is service. That's it. We are here to serve. We are here for a reason behind or beyond ourselves. It's about people and about God. We are not here for something personal, something that's selfish. Again, while we serve, while we make the life of people better around us, we ourselves, we find the way for true joy. and we find life has a purpose. And this is something that's of utmost, actually, importance for all of us, finding joy through serving other people. So number one, St. Paul is telling us about the purpose of relationships between him and the people, that it's always to magnify and glorify Christ. The second thing, understanding his role. I am a one who prepared the way. I am a voice. I am here just to rejoice when the bridegroom will take his bride. The third lesson from St. John the Baptist is about limits. In any relationships should be limits. Even if this person is my spouse, there is still limits that should govern the relationship. He said this, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. So in every relationship, I should ask myself, is this like, how do you say it? Whatever I'm doing is something that's granted to me from heaven or not? We know the example that when God granted Eve to Adam, he granted her to him to be a helper and also that he would take care of her. He was not given instruction to beat her or to insult her. This is not given to him from God. This is a limit he should not, in a way, transgress. He can't. If I am doing this, then I am violating the limits of the relationship. Even with our children, they are given to us and we are stewards over them to teach them, to love them, to nurture them, to guide them, to correct them, but also not to humiliate or to insult or to spoil them. This again, a violation of the limits. If it is not given to us from God, we should not in any way do it. Otherwise, I am transgressing God's command. We know that children are heritage from the Lord. The mindset should be for us that we are stewards. We are not owners of those people around us. Our limits should be clear. We cannot get beyond this. Even with the closest people who live with us, there are limits that should govern the relationship. The fourth and the last lesson from St. John the Baptist is about loyalty. His disciples coming to him fighting for, we are loyal to you and this man is taking your disciples from you. St. John made it clear that he is entitled for this. At the end of the day, he was saying a statement. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. By saying this today, definitely, many people will be offended. But here again, St. John is teaching us, my loyalty is to the truth. I will mention it, I will defend it, even if this is going to make many people, in a way, maybe to go away from me. Sometimes we feel like we want a secure relationship, even if I'm going to betray the truth. I'll just agree with you, make you happy, just please you by showing approval. The Lord the Christ loved his disciples. We all know this very well. He taught them, he chose them. But when St. Peter said something to deter the Lord from accepting the cross, he told him and he rebuked him, saying, get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. I love you as a person, but my loyalty, above all, is for the truth. So this is another thing that in any relationship we have, our loyalty, yes, for the people, but above it is our loyalty to the truth. We tell it, and we share it, and we defend it. It's not going to be something that glorify God when we just please people and accept whatever they say and show them approval or become in a way afraid to share with them what we believe. St. John was loyal to the truth, up to even being able to confront a king, and this will cost him later his life. This is his loyalty, from the beginning to the end, loyalty to the truth. Today, St. John is giving us a lesson about how a successful ship will look like. Always look at the purpose at your role, at your limits, and at your loyalty. The purpose is always for Christ to be glorified. Your role is to help people to achieve this. Our limits should be always in mind. This what I cannot do. And at the end, my loyalty in any kind of relationship is for the truth, because the truth will abide and stay forever. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.